streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is a Monday in Los Angeles, and there is a lot to talk about. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac is back off vacay. It's great to have him in today. We're calling right where Colin was wrong 1 hour from now. Caitlin Clark, sort of, a lot of times athletes ride a wave to the beach. She was the wave. She was the momentum and the inertia, and she sort of carried all of us on this magical ride, which ended up short. But, I mean, you were on vacation. Everywhere you go, I was at an airport yesterday. And the first half, I was waiting to get on the plane. And I looked around. And I walked around where I was sitting waiting to get on the plane. Everybody, whether it was Fubo or whatever device it was, everybody was watching that game. I've walked around during a World Series game. I've walked around during a NBA Finals game. Not every TV's on. No. Every TV was, I don't know what the number will be, but every in the airport. The whole airport in Chicago was watching it.
The only time we turned on a TV during spring break was to watch the Caitlin Clark LSU game poolside, like 25 people, two TVs. It was crazy. Like, people are obsessed, and rightfully so.
Yeah. Well, the better, deeper team, South Carolina, won yesterday. At one point, they had a 30-0 advantage in bench scoring. The better team generally beats the iconic great star. I suspect tonight UConn, the better team, will beat the star Zach Edey and Purdue. Caitlin Clark plays like Steph, but Steph got great players around him, Klay, KD, and Draymond. Her career is more like Luka in Dallas. Is Kyrie enough? A remarkable score, but having to carry a little too bit much of the load against the truly great teams. And South Carolina is the UConn or Pat Summit's Tennessee now. They're really, really good. MJ, never forget this, the best basketball player many believe ever, could never get past Larry Bird and the Celtics, could never get past Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons, until he got Phil Jackson, a great coach, maybe the greatest coach, and he got Scottie Pippen, the greatest Robin ever in the NBA. LeBron in Cleveland, the first iteration of Cleveland, he got to the finals and got destroyed, swept by San Antonio. The better team, the better coach, the better supporting cast. Individual greatness, could be Tiger Woods or Serena, has no ceiling. You don't rely on others, maybe a caddy or a coach, but it's about you. But Cristiano Ronaldo, perhaps the greatest soccer talent of my life, with Portugal's talent, is not going to win a World Cup. Give him French talent, Germany talent, give him that level of talent surrounding him. He probably has multiple World Cups. Do not doubt, however, Caitlin Clark's remarkable talent. She has the qualities we love with basketball stars. scores quickly, scores a lot, real toughness, the vision, the ability to elevate others. But her career at college ends like many icons do before they get a Pippen. Kobe's career was stalled. Then he got Pau Gasol. The better team beats the icon without great supporting staff. Caitlin Clark, though, the story here is bigger than that. She carried a lot of things over the last couple of months. Largely women's basketball, the state of Iowa's economy, and my guess, she will have an impact in the WNBA. I doubt it's this significant, but she will have an impact. And certain people, men and women, whatever it is, you see it sometimes in movies, in Hollywood, but that's often make-believe, and this was very real. It is almost a magic dust. Is it invincibility, relatability, connectability, or just lots of ability? Whatever it is, it was bigger than basketball. Caitlin Clark sprinkled that dust over all of us, and here's what they said after.
There's not a regret in my mind of how things went. I'll be able to sleep every night, even though I never won a national championship. And I think that's the thing about everything I've done is, like, there's so much to be proud of. I don't sit and sulk about the things that never happened. I just, you know, my mom always taught me, like, keep your head high, be proud of everything that you accomplished. And, you know, I think I'm still hungry for a lot more, too.
I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. We appreciate you.
A lot of athletes, even great ones, ride the wave. Caitlin Clark was the wave. All right, I've been told the Washington Commanders, right now, as of today, would choose Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback, as their top pick. Been going back and forth. I'm told they believe he's more consistent than Drake May. He is quicker, more mobile than Drake May. An offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, who will have some say in this, has had multiple quarterbacks in his college and pro coaching career that play like him. Quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels, are important. They're very hypermobile, right? And that matters a lot. Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, as you're trying to figure out the sophisticated NFL pocket and all it asks, it gives you a couple of years to pick up first downs and move the sticks with your feet. Even Patrick Mahomes acknowledged the light didn't truly go on until year three. But the ability to move, Washington's got a bad offensive line, pick up first downs with those feet as you're learning the game is important. He is not perfectly sized. He's a bit spindly for me, 6'3", 6'3 and a half and 210. And it is a bit of a concern, but in the NFL, you can't be paralyzed by perfect. I remember listening to draft experts tell me that Justin Herbert was just too mechanical. Yes, he is mechanical. That is his one flaw. He's a bit mechanical. He could be more creative. He's also 6'5 and a half, 230 with a huge arm and can move. Draft him. You know, when you get relationships, could be a girlfriend, boyfriend, marriage, company, there's no perfect. Stop seeking it. Stop nitpicking. Jaden Daniels is really good at Arizona State. He's better at LSU. He gets better every year. You need a quarterback. If you look at the top quarterback prospects coming out of college, they had red flags. I mean, Josh Allen was inaccurate. Patrick Mahomes was wild. He was one of those Big 12 air raid quarterbacks, and none before him had worked. Justin Herbert was mechanical. Some were asking about Lamar Jackson. Is he an NFL quarterback? And these are the top guys. Forget the third, fourth, and fifth round guys. The top guys. It's very rare when you get a Matt Stafford and everybody's like, yeah, big arm, wins a lot, accurate and productive. Even Joe Burrow, people wonder, can he push the ball down the field? He's done just fine doing that. His big issue now is health. So Aaron Rodgers, I'm reading part of Ian O'Connor's new book, which comes out in September on Aaron Rodgers. One of the reasons he fell in the draft, people thought he was too arrogant. Yes, sometimes he is. He's also got a trophy. And that's what everybody's trying to do here. So there's other things to consider. If you have the number two pick and you have a defensive head coach, and Washington does, defensive coaches hate turnovers. Jaden Daniels doesn't turn the ball over. Last year, he had a 10-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He does not turn the ball over. The other thing to think about, Washington's got a very weak offensive line. Well, pocket quarterbacks like a Jared Goff, you see how good he is in Detroit with a good line, or in the Rams when they had Andrew Whitworth. You saw him before Andrew Whitworth arrived in Los Angeles and the O-line was bad. Jared Goff was ineffective. So, bad O-line, mobile quarterbacks matter. TD interception ratio, fantastic. Defensive coaches like that. The offensive coordinator has worked with several college quarterbacks that have had this style and been effective. And again, he just keeps getting better. That is a real thing. So I'm told right now, today, that is who Washington likes. It works with his mobility. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's coachable and keeps getting better. Right now, Washington, Jaden Daniels at two. Good stuff today. I tell you, the Caitlin Clark story is fun. A lot of times, selfishly, whenever I watch sports, I think about how does it benefit my show? Because I'm on the air for 3 hours a day, 15 hours a week. You can do the math. I have to fill a lot of space. And one of the things I've said, even though I don't necessarily love it for the sport, if the NFL extends the 18 weeks and a second bye, it'll take me all the way to NFL free agency. Season will end, I'll talk about the Super Bowl, I'll take a week off, I'll come back, there'll be 18 NBA games left. It makes my job easier. I hope women's basketball rides this momentum and we can mix it in to our March topics. I'm always looking for stuff outside of the NFL that moves the needle. It's why I love the Pac-12 converging with the Big Ten. So I get USC, Washington, Oregon, UCLA, along with Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Penn State. I get all those brands in one conference. I get Texas, Oklahoma in the SEC with Bama, Georgia, LSU, and Florida. I'm looking for big. And the more topics can fill a show. So anybody that fights fun or fights momentum, Caitlin Clark is great for sports, great for Iowa, great for the WNBA, great for my business. So selfishly, it's fantastic that we have this tsunami of TV ratings for a sport that got him back in 83 with Cheryl Miller. And then it's always been, you know, from a sports talk show radio host, TV host, it's kind of disposable. You talk about it now. I would love to have 10 segments, multiple leads in March, April, every year on this sport. And the other thing about women's basketball, that men's college basketball over the last decade has lost, it gives you chemistry and it gives you continuity. It gives you stories that are repeating. Remember, 90% of the money in Hollywood is remakes, right? Like this was a remake. It's Iowa gets there and loses. And the LSU Angel Reese story. We all get caught up on this, on the wrong stuff. Angel Reese, she talked a little trash. She got a little heat. She's going to be great. She's fine. But the bigger story was it was a rematch in boxing, UFC, Hollywood, sports. We like rematches. You argue and fight them. But there were so many things that worked. I hope this is what March and April look like. Both the men and women's college basketball programs can be big topics.
Yeah. I mean, Colin, we talk about the industry a lot and how it's changed significantly in the last 30 years. Do you know how hard it is to get people to turn on a television in 2024? You got TikTok, YouTube, streaming service. There's so many options, video games. Yet for Caitlin Clark, people are actively seeking out the game, turning on a television. That says something when, by the way, the UConn team, some of these UConn players taking jabs, the old W, they were getting like 2 million viewers for the championship game. When they were undefeated, like 39-0, 2, 3 million viewers.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark is pulling 7-8 times that number.
Yeah.
She gets people to turn on a TV. We haven't seen that in women's sports ever.
Tiger Woods got me, along with the Sopranos, to change how I viewed Sunday television. Right? Like Tiger Woods move people to Sunday. I would be out usually doing things. And I was like, oh, it's 2 o'clock. Tiger's making the turn. We got to watch. There's very few athletes that had Gretzky made hockey for a short time, like cover of Sports Illustrated when it mattered. Lead in the news when it mattered. Bigger than basketball. Like there are these athletes and a lot of it's greatness, but there's a magic dust to, I mean, daytime television eroded. Oprah didn't. She grew. Whatever it is, Is it invincibility, connectability, a lot of ability? Whatever it is, I don't know what the it factor is. Part of it is obviously a great player. But there's a lot of great players in the NBA. KD's a great player. He doesn't move TV ratings. Yeah. Steph Curry's a great player. He does move TV ratings. So it's hard to explain what it was. The first time I ever saw this in my life, and I didn't know what TV ratings were, but when I was a kid, Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
He was lyrical. He had poems. His style. He was good looking. It's just hard to explain what it is. And people, I've been trying to figure out kind of what it is, but I've seen it happen about once a decade. You get this magic dust sprinkled on a sport, and it's like, it's just join the wave. Have fun and watch it.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short-sleeve, moisture-wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
John Calipari, a very high-profile basketball coach at one of the highest-profile basketball programs ever, Kentucky, has bailed on that school, and he's going to Arkansas, which is a second- to third-tier program, which was very good recently, thanks to another good coach who now has gone to USC. John Calipari, I have mixed feelings about him, always got very defensive and uncomfortable when you sort of questioned his vision, or I would call it his salesmanship. And Kentucky got tired of it too, so he bailed to a second-tier basketball program. He had a great recruiting pitch. It worked for a while. Many things do. Dating works for a while, but eventually marriage, even studies show, you live longer. It's better for you. But his recruiting pitch, it landed top recruits, and those basketball prodigies would spend a whopping 5 to 6 months with Calipari, and he would brag, I make them rich in the NBA. Yeah, but Kentucky fans want to be enriched in March, and his teams kept getting bounced in the first round. Again, Nick Saban, you spend 3 to 4 years, Nick could change your life. Harbaugh could change your life. Great college football coaches, Dabo Swinney, can change your life in 3 or 4 years, the arc of it, the direction. Nobody's changing anything in 6 months. And those Wildcat recruits, let's be honest, they would have been their basketball prodigies. Had they gone to Kansas, Syracuse, UConn, they'd have been rich in the NBA as well. What I found out about Calipari, he's got a vision. It worked briefly. It doesn't work anymore. You can't win with 18-year-olds facing UConn and Purdue and Carolina's 23-year-olds. You can't. And all Kentucky basically said was, hey, John, we need more from you in March. And that made John and his sales pitch very uncomfortable. If I was Kentucky, I would call Jay Wright and I would offer him whatever it takes. He builds teams and builds young men, not recruiting rankings. Bill Belichick's the best football coach many believe ever. His entire mantra was, we don't just collect talent. Recruiting is a sales pitch. It's part of college sports, and I respect it and respect how good Calipari was at it. But the truly great coaches have a second gear beyond the pitch, and I've yet to see it from Calipari, who now bails on an all-time program for a fine program. There is a big difference. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's start with the Dallas Cowboys, Colin. I guess something went down over spring break while I was gone, but Micah Parsons, there's some stuff happening in Dallas, apparently. So Shan Sharif of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas says Micah Parsons has worn thin on people within the franchise.
I have heard from way too many people this offseason. Way too many. I'm talking about at least four different people that Micah has worn thin there. I've heard from way too many people. If Micah Parsons was out of there, there'd be a decent amount of people inside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco smiling or breathing a sigh of relief. Hmm. That is my hot take.
Well, listen, Jimmy Johnson traded Herschel Walker. At the time, we thought you could not win in the NFL without a great running back, and it is regarded as the greatest heist in pro football history. You could get two ones for Micah Parsons. As the league moves offensive, again, I'll just throw it out there. You fall in love with football players. Outside a quarterback, none are worth more than a point. If somebody gave me two firsts for Micah Parsons, I mean, you better start hitting on draft picks because you're going to have to pay CeeDee Lamb and Dak a fortune. And I'm not saying you have to move him. He's an edge rush. But I have watched in the NFL people fall in love with non-quarterbacks. It's not winning you Super Bowls. You win Super Bowls two ways in this league, with a top six quarterback or a quarterback in a rookie deal where you can load the franchise up. Highest paid receiver, highest paid edge rusher, does not win Super Bowls. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys, isn't that the standard? Steelers have had T.J. Watt for years. How's it working? Miles Garrett in Cleveland. How's it working? I'm just saying, if this is true, can you not consider it? The idea that players are untied, even top quarterbacks, if you look at Kirk Cousins' numbers over the last... Go look at Kirk Cousins' number over the last 5 years. He's second to Mahomes in multiple stats. They moved off him. There's only two ways to win the Super Bowl. Superstar quarterback, there's six of them. Stafford, Mahomes, you know, Lamar, those kind of guys. There's six of them. Or a quarterback on the rookie deal like Houston's doing, and you load up for about 4 years. And I know it sounds crazy.
Well,
T.J. Watt. But best edge rusher, best edge rushers today. Max Crosby, T.J. Watt, Miles Garrett.
So if Micah Parsons says, I want to be the highest paid defense edge rusher in the league, you say, I say,
let's sit and have a meeting and talk about it. I like Micah Parsons. I think he's tremendous. But this is not the NBA or international soccer where there is no replacing Messi. You know, there is no replacing LeBron in his prime. There is none.
The problem is you could just say, oh, well, you need a quarterback. Okay, well, good luck finding one. And listen, they could be moving on from their coach after this year. They could move on from Dak. And then, like, is it an attractive job if you don't have Micah Parsons and a couple of tentpole players on that roster?
This is not Caitlin Clark at Iowa, where the TV ratings would shrink. She literally is Iowa women's basketball. Mm. This is Dak's team. This is a GM quarterback coaching league.
Yeah. That, I wonder how much better do the cornerbacks look on that team? Remember, Diggs had a moment. The kid Bland was exceptional. How much better do they look because Micah Parsons is in the quarterback's face on every possession? Like,
I am not in any way trying to prove that Micah Parsons isn't great. I am saying somebody would give you two first-round picks for him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not great. But I do think Dallas has big questions to ask. Jerry loves Dak, and they have to pay CeeDee Lamb. Dak without CeeDee Lamb is a C plus B minus. So it's like, you're going to pay, if you're going to pay Dak, and Dak has a lot of leverage, if you go look at his contract, he's got all of it. No trade clauses. Then you may have to consider getting two first-round picks. Cowboys have never been a terrible draft team. They do draft pretty well.
So the other leg of this is Dez Bryant has weighed in on Twitter, Dez Bryant, former Cowboy, and he's saying that this is because it's time to pay Micah Parsons, and the Cowboys are doing some, what's the phrase that they use where it's like reverse psychology? Oh, Micah Parsons is a problem. We don't want, you know, like, putting it out there that, this guy's kind of a problem. We don't want to pay him that much, trying to depress his value a little bit.
Well, Dez Bryant was a pain in the butt.
He was, yeah.
You know, that's why he left. And he, by the way, had no market when he left. Micah Parsons would have a massive market.
It's interesting. All these athletes with podcasts are such problems for their organizations. Draymond Green, now Micah Parsons.
Have you listened to that podcast? What a great podcast Draymond's is.
Next up, the Houston Texans. They picked up Stephon Diggs last week in a move that should shake up the AFC hierarchy. But according to Adam Schefter, Houston has wiped out the final 3 years of Diggs' deal, giving him the ability to become a free agent after this season.
Yeah.
Now, this is another similar to Micah Parsons. He was a headache in the locker room. Now, we called this for a while, right?
Yeah, we knew this was moving on. I was told a year ago Josh Allen was over the drama.
Yeah, and I think if you guys rolled the tape from 2 months ago, I think we even mentioned the Texans because they got a quarterback on
you
the rookie deal.
Multiple times.
Had that. I don't know if it was me, but I'll take credit, sure. I just don't know. Like, is he a he's kind of on the decline, right? His numbers aren't what they were 2 years ago.
Well, I think this is a smart move by the Texans. And so what the Texans are saying is, we love your talent. We'll pay a little more, but we're not going to be beholden or paralyzed to some of this drama if it incurs. We've seen it happen twice. We're not going to let it happen a third time. You're going to be a free agent after the year. What we want for a year is your greatness. So I think the move's smart. If a player has a history, again, it'd be one thing if he had a fight with a coach and won, but we have two separate situations, Minnesota and Buffalo, where he was productive, but there was a lot of drama at the end. There was a lot of talk and chatter inside. You know, you were hearing, there's a reason Minnesota moved on. There was some drama inside the building. You're seeing it again, some drama. So Houston's saying, hey, we like the production. We're not interested in the drama. So let's wipe out 3 years, pay him a little more, and get him one great year. And by the way, Stephon's going to play his butt off because a free agent where you can make big money, so he'll have a great year.
He'll be a class act. I'm sure you guys did it last week. I haven't even looked, but how bleak is the Bills wide receiving core?
Well, they're going to have to draft two. Yeah, they don't have a one or a two. Yeah, but they are excellent at tight end.
Yeah, they'll be the two tight end sets.
Yeah, so they have excellent at tight end. They finally found a running back. Josh Allen's amazing, so you can find talent, but they're going to have to draft more than one.
Yeah. Final story is the Milwaukee Bucks, Colin. Remember when they fired their coach and added Doc Rivers? And everybody's like, oh, Doc Rivers is great. The Bucks are now 15-17 since Doc Rivers took over. The Bucks have now lost four straight, and they're losing to like the dregs of the league, like the Raptors and really bad teams. Here's Doc Rivers after Friday's loss.
They're frustrated. I guess that's a good thing. But that's not going to get you anywhere. Frustration gets you nowhere. We got to work ourselves through this. You can feel it. You literally can. You can feel it. You can feel it during the game. And you go through these things. I've been through them. You do. You got to work yourself out of them. Even one of the officials said it. Man, you can feel the heaviness of your team right now.
Yeah. Well, they are an old, heavy team. So I think it is. I saw they played the Knicks and lost. I watched Jalen Brunson Friday. I went to the Knicks game in Chicago.
Oh, Knicks-Bulls. Yeah, how was it?
Jalen Brunson is the best star in New York since Ewing. He's so good. And by the way, when you see him in person, dude, he is so clever. He is so quick. He got nothing to work with now, just a bunch of guys.
Who's guarding him? Caruso?
They throw a bunch of people at him. And the bottom line is, when you watch Jalen Brunson in person, it's even better than you see the highlights. Like, he is really, his quickness is really something to behold.
So, you know, I go away for a week on spring break with the kids. I didn't realize the Orlando Magic and the Knicks could surpass the Bucks for the two seed. Is it that bad for Milwaukee? What the hell? Are they going to slip to the four? Look at the numbers there. I mean, this, we know the Cavs are reeling.
You know, we have talked about this on this show. Whereas you called Stephon Diggs to the Texans, I've been on this for about 6 months. This is ending poorly. Doc's playoff history isn't great. If they clunk in the East, I do not believe. I think Dame was a bit of a Hail Mary, and so was Doc Rivers. An organization did this because they, not me, they felt the heat. That's why they got rid of a player they loved, Drew Holiday. It's why they moved up a coach with a winning record. Milwaukee inside the building felt heat. What's it going to be when you get whacked in the first round?
Well, we got to see if they lose to Embiid or the Miami Heat.
Well, they would lose to Philadelphia right now.
Well,
Maxie,
let's settle down. Joel Embiid, let's not get too excited about Joel Embiid, okay? Maxie did have like 50 last night.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, Dave Lillard has to be happy, man. He was playing for the Blazers where they win like 30 games a year. He's now number two seed. They got a legit chance, right?
Do you think if Giannis loses in round one, he's just going to be like, you know what? We're all good here.
Well, okay, so what are they going to do? Fire the coach again? You going to get rid of Doc Rivers? I don't think you can trade Dame and get a haul.
I think you move Giannis. Giannis says, guys, I'm going to leave you eventually. Go get a haul. Golden State comes a-knocking.
You have been pushing that for a while. Wait, Giannis to Golden State, and the Warriors have what
five
exactly?
Five first-round picks. Klay Thompson expiring contract, Jonathan Kuminga, Moody, you restart the franchise, they probably want some Wiggins, you get a bunch of expiring contracts and a bunch of draft picks.
I love this idea that like Klay and
you're getting
Dame
expiring contracts. So you have Dame, Brooke Lopez, and a lot of money and a lot of draft picks.
And a lot of losses.
You got a title out of it. Got a title.
I don't think you can trade a superstar Hall of Famer in his prime. Even if he asks out, you got to do whatever you can to keep him on board.
It's happened more than once.
I would feel bad for your city of Milwaukee. What are they, is Adele's going to be a ghost town? I mean, gosh, you lose Giannis. Goodness, great. It's over. You lose Aaron Rodgers, now you lose Giannis?
Adele's will survive Giannis leaving. It's one of the nicest malls in America, the Dells. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
For somebody that's never listened to our show that turned in today from Milwaukee, we know the Dells is not a mall. It's a running joke on our little esoteric show. Colin right, Colin wrong, top of next hour. I'm telling you, Jalen Brunson in person. You got to go to games sometimes to understand. You go to a, you know, you go and you'll see a guy at MLS or soccer, and then you go to the game and you're like, oh, wow. Okay, it's totally different. I remember going to watch LeBron in Miami. So when I was on the East Coast, I'd go down and watch LeBron in Miami, and you'd watch LeBron during the huddle screaming at Mario Chalmers and coaching on the sideline, and you'd watch him beat people to the basket, and you're like television, you know, they say everybody looks a little older and a little thinner or a little heavier on TV. When you watch certain players in person, that's why you got to go to the games. It's like, wow, Kobe in person was so much better than other all-star level players in his prime. He just the baskets were easier. He was more creative. Jalen Brunson is a big time all-star.
You just reminded me, the Knicks have a war chest of draft picks. Why don't they go after Giannis? Hey, everything not nailed down that's not Brunson, it's yours. Every draft pick, every guy on the roster is available. I would take that over the Warriors. The Warriors don't have the picks.
If you have Giannis and Jalen Brunson, that's Eastern Conference Finals lock for 5 years. I would do that in a heartbeat.
As a Knicks fan, ask yourself.
The NBA's got two rounds of draft picks. I mean, Bronny averaged four a game in college. He'll get drafted in the second round. And that's not a knock on him. I'm going to defend him coming up next. But the reality is the NFL has seven rounds and half the league is undrafted. There's players everywhere. In basketball, after the 14th pick, you kind of run out of players. I mean, the reality is I'd give up a ton and anything to get Giannis if I was the Knicks. Jalen Brunson is the best star in New York since Ewing. He is way better than Melo in terms of commitment, effort, elevating others. It's not even close. I mean, Melo was getting his. Brunson is... The fact they could beat Milwaukee without Julius Randle, it's just Brunson out there dropping 40-plus. I'm telling you, he is something.
By the way, how are the Bulls looking, your new team, since you're now a Chicago guy? Huh? Bears, Bulls.
They're fine.
What, are the Blackhawks still in existence?
They got the best hockey player, and now they're going to have the best quarterback.
Who's that?
Connor.
I forget.
Starts with McDavid.
Bedard.
I don't know.
Well, you go.
Got to get up on NHL.
I'm staring at the Conn Smythe standings every morning when I get up.
I know more about women's college hoops than I do NHL.
Well, I think America does now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
The, you know, polarizing people make some people lose their minds. And I saw this story come up last week. Bronny James, who played at USC, averaged about 5 points a game, athletic kid, gotten better as a shooter. Remember, he had that cardiac arrest, so there's been kind of an ascension since that. It's been a slow build. He entered the NBA draft, and there's those that suspect that the Lakers would be interested or a team would be interested drafting Bronny James to attract LeBron. For all of those that are bothered by that, you haven't seen this in college football recruiting when you sign a marginal player from a high school because there's a great player at the high school the following year. Sometimes you sign a cousin or a brother of a great player who's a marginal player. Colin, the only reason he would get drafted is because his dad is LeBron. Sort of the same reason you got into law school, because your dad went there. You know how many people have asked me that I know through the years, can you get my kid an internship at Fox? Connections matter. They always have. The Lakers aren't moving up to the lottery to draft him. He's not that kind of player. But I called one NBA scout over the weekend, and he said, smart kid, hard worker. He'd be a good player on a great team full of smart guys. He'd bring him off the bench. He is getting better as a shooter. He is athletic. All right. I mean, the NBA's got two rounds of draft picks outside of your occasional Jokic, Draymond Green. A lot of guys drafted in the second round that disappear into the ether. If it energized LeBron, if it got LeBron to your city, I mean, I was thinking about this. LeBron is can get a $180 million max contract. The Lakers could give him that. If Bronny got drafted, he'd make $1 million in the second round. So essentially, you'd be paying LeBron $181 million, not $180 million. Dan Hurley's son, he's on the bench for UConn. Who cares? It's cool. Dad and son. Giannis's brother never had a start for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's on their bench. If it gave LeBron energy and the Lakers signed him, Lakers have plenty of length. They could use athletic young shooters. Bronny James, an ascending player. Every time you drive down the freeway and you see a plumber's truck, you ever notice it's like Johnson and Sons? Oh. Dad's handing off the business. How are the Lakers owned? The dad passed away and gave it to his kids. Like, I'm sorry, but the same people outraged by connections are the ones that constantly seek getting their kids ahead through connections. An internship here, getting into a college they don't quite qualify for here. Yes, it's the way the world works. It's okay. Bronny isn't a dynamic playmaker. It's not what he is. His dad is. That's okay. Sometimes the kid is better than the dad. Barry Bonds or Ken Griffey Jr. That happens sometimes. The kid is better. A lot of times the dad is better, and the kid gets drafted because of the dad, or the kid can get an opportunity because of the dad. Okay. Okay. Lakers aren't giving away the future for Bronny. But again, I called a scout, one. And he said, yeah, he's an athletic kid. He's getting better because of the physical thing he had. It's been a slow build, slow process. He'll enter the transfer portal. Somebody will probably pick him up. Somebody at the transfer portal would. But, you know, the idea anybody's now outraged because the Lakers would consider it, you know, with the, I think it's the 55th pick. Who cares? Everybody's helping family. Who cares? So I saw that this is an interesting, kind of a cautionary tale. There is a big difference, and I like both, between the football culture, which is about winning development, and about the basketball or international soccer culture. Our basketball culture, in my opinion, is broke. It's more about worshiping the player and not developing the player, but that's another angle. But OBJ is a possible destination for the Miami Dolphins, where he would be their third best receiver. And it's a bit of a cautionary tale that basketball stars and international soccer stars seemingly age slowly and get paid forever. If you're not a quarterback in the NFL, you age quickly. AB went from a star to out of the league, and OBJ was the fifth most productive member of the Baltimore Ravens offense. And when OBJ came into this league, he had an NBA feel to him. He was dating models in Paris. He had a shoe deal. He felt like his brand was bigger than the New York Giants brand. I don't resent. That's fine. But we love the game of football. We often worship basketball players, but we don't watch it. Caitlin Clark's ratings quadrupled, 5-6 times bigger than NBA regular season ratings. Again, I don't worship athletes. And it's okay if you do, because you do wear their shoes, right? I don't wear football players' cleats. A lot of people wear tennis shoes from their favorite basketball player. That's cool. But I think football endures in America for the right reasons. We love the game. We love the game. We worship the game. It's about winning and productivity in the game, not about the brand or the player. The Atlanta Falcons are in a Super Bowl, huge rating. The Packers are, the Patriots are. Next year, if the Houston Texans are, we worship the game. And that's why it endures, because the game may change, but the game is the game. And when you become very reliant on worshiping stars, Michael Jordan left the NBA, they lost half their ratings, and they've never recovered. Tom Brady retired, and the ratings went up, as they did when Brett Favre retired and Peyton Manning retired. I'm thankful that the football culture in America is different than the basketball culture. I'm okay with both. I think it's fun that you can make the Hall of Fame and never be a productive postseason baseball player, NBA player. But football's about winning, and OBJ doesn't get the 1,000-yard seasons, struggles to stay healthy. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's super talented. But it is interesting. There was a time, and I had said this on the air multiple occasions, he feels like the NFL's only NBA player. But the big difference is you don't age gracefully in the NFL. You leave, the game moves on, with or without you. The GOAT leaves, NFL, ratings go up. The GOAT left the NBA, half the audience disappeared. Colin right, Colin wrong, top of next hour. J-Mac.
Hey, can I ask about Odell real quick? I know you have sources out here on the West Coast. Oh, I didn't hear a lot during spring break. I'm locked in with the family and stuff. But I did get a text. Odell wants to be with the Chargers. Apparently he's dating Kim Kardashian, wants to stay out here in L.A. Have you heard anything regarding Chargers and Odell?
No.
They're not going to pay him. Is he going to be cool taking less money to play out here? Chargers need receivers, as we know.
Yeah, I think Jim Harbaugh's got bigger concerns than OBJ's dating life.
Probably why he isn't jumping at the Miami offer right now, right? He's waiting for someone, and I'm told that someone is the Chargers. Now, I don't know if the Chargers feel the same way.
Well, if he would be a number three receiver for them. Yeah, I mean,
what's Quentin Johnson? He ain't even a two.
Well, they're going to try to make him a two. They're going to draft two receivers. So, I mean, of their needs, wide receiver is number one. But I think you're going to see them get much more physical up front. They'll go O-line. Yeah. They'll get another running back. They'll get another tight end. And the physicality, you'll see it and hear about it in practice. But, I mean, if he wants to play for the Chargers, I'm good with it.
2.5 weeks to the draft. Kind of fired up, huh?
Kind of.
What about, by the way, Purdue, UConn tonight? I know you're stoked.
I think it's UConn. Closer than many expect, but it's UConn. Wow. It's a better team over the Star. Hour two next.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.